When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are here with the one, the only Cade Flannery.
Hey.
Or should I say Starfish?
Starfish to you, please.
Thank you. I mean, welcome. You know, you've done so much in your career. You've done some reality TV. Like, what made you want to be a part of The Masked Singer and don this Starfish costume?
Well, I will tell you, last season, season 10, I got to get a clue with Lance Bass, and I had such a great time. So when they asked me to be a part of this, I was like, absolutely. If you invite me to a party, I will show up. That's the good news and the bad news.
So, like, maybe we have Lance Bass to thank for your starfish costume.
Right. Thank you, Lance.
Now that you have been unmasked, like, have you been hearing from a lot of your famous friends? Like, what has the reaction been? Are people like, we knew it was you? Or some people like, oh my gosh.
A little bit. Yes. I've heard from a few people, which is unbelievable. And I really appreciate the support. It's so funny. It's such a contrast because I got eliminated, but I feel like I kind of won. I really do. I feel like I had so much support. There was so much love for that little starfish. It's
people,
crazy.
People love the starfish.
Crazy. I mean, I have a little mask and snorkel. It's not the same one, but anyway, the gifts keep on giving.
You have like props that you have from, well, look, you've sang a variety of songs. You sang Madonna and some Green Day and some Bowie. Like, what is on your playlist, like in your life when you're out and about?
I'm actually a huge Queen fan, so I was really, really excited to sing Queen. I mean, the weird thing is, like, singing Under Pressure, I realized it's a duet with Queen and David Bowie, so I really was, like, tackling a mountain. But, you know, I felt very supported. So, again, if someone asks you to do something, say yes. Even if you feel old and unwanted, just say yes. Do it. Show up.
Well, I am a huge Madonna fan, so I was very happy to have you sing Material Girl. Like, do you like Madonna? I mean, she's just completing,
no, absolutely. Yeah. And all, like, her early stuff was, like, such a part of, you know, it's just the soundtrack of my life, you know? So fun, really fun. And I felt like Green Day felt like this responsibility. I sort of felt like Fifel, the little mouse in An American Tale, because I felt like there was this big dramatic song and I was just a little starfish kind of walking around.
It's very on point.
Right?
Are people shocked? You know, so many people associate you with The Office. Now, I know you can sing because I have seen your cabaret with Jane Lynch before. I have been there in the audience. Like, are people shocked when they find out that you can sing?
Well, you know, when I was on The Office, they actually, the showrunner basically said, you know, if Meredith sings, she doesn't sing. Because it's a documentary. And so, like, we're in Scranton and not everybody at a paper company can sing. And I totally get that. So it was like a little secret in that respect, because I never got to sing on TV. And doing the live shows with Jane Lynch, we've been doing it for almost 10 years now. We have such a great time. We really, really do. And we did a Christmas album together. So we get to spend every December together, whether she likes it or not. We have to. And, you know, the audiences are great. The band is great. I mean, I definitely feel like I have more of a jazz vibe than rock and roll. So I was pushed a bit out of my comfort zone. But, Yeah, it's I'm the luckiest person because I get to do I have like so many playgrounds that I get to go to all the time. And it's just, you know, that's a good life.
Maybe you could work some Madonna into your show with Jane Lynch. Maybe some Madonna Christmas. We'll throw that in there.
All right. Maybe a little Santa baby. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? All right.
I'm just putting it out there.
We take requests. Okay. I'll work on it. I'll work on it.
Well, listen, one of your clues was that you were streamed over 50 billion minutes in 1 year. I mean, obviously referring to The Office and this whole pandemic resurgence it had in 2020.
Yes. People did not come to their real office, so they came to ours. Like literally, we were told that like it was a comfort thing for people because they couldn't go to work. It's crazy.
That's what it was? Because I mean, I remember it was a big thing. Like that's, it really was like people were just used to going to work every day and this was, wow.
And also, you know, laughing makes you feel more comfortable than watching some apocalyptic movie that might make things feel worse.
Seriously. When you think back to The Office, like, do you have like just, I mean, you know, I know this might be like asking someone to choose amongst their children, but like, do you have just like a overarching one or two memories that just sticks out as like the highlight for you?
I mean, I didn't tell you, it is so hard to pick one or two because every day was such a, I mean, every episode was so fun. There was nothing that was just like, we got to just get through this. I basically got paid not to laugh. That was like the most important part of my job. Don't laugh because you're going to mess up a take. You know, just such a great cast, such great writers, great directors, great producers. Like we just, you know, anything I do, like, well, that will always be the pinnacle, I'm sure.
Can you tell as an actress? Because like The Office had a moment, but it really was like, I think, you know, like Steve Carell and like 40, you know, The Virgin and like that movie, like it really just kind of like, can you tell as an actress when you read something like this is it, it's going to be a hit or not really?
I knew it was wonderful, but I didn't know if it was like right for NBC.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. You know, I have friends of all ages, younger, older, and a lot of people in my life right now, and a lot of the Real Housewives are dealing with menopause and perimenopause. And ladies, today, this is for you. I want to tell you about Winona. Winona is here to help women who are dealing with menopause or perimenopause. Winona is a collection of OBGYN health professionals who believe that your symptoms are important, that they're real, and that they deserve to be taken seriously. Winona is the home for physician prescribed bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Their network is so easy to use and their doctors make it so easy for you to get started with hormone replacement therapy. And get this, 80% of women who use Winona find relief within just 90 days. Visit buywinona.com today to start your free visit. With free U.S. shipping and the ability to pause or cancel at any time, your path to wellness has zero obligations. Use the code VELVETROPE at buywinona.com for 25% off your first order. That's code VELVETROPE at buywinona.com. Winona, menopause care made easy. I hear from so many of you that by the time you get get home from a long day, the first thing you want to do is take off your bra. With Honeylove, you'll never experience that again. Honeylove's bras are so comfortable that you'll actually forget you're wearing one. Most of my listeners tell me they even sleep in their Honeylove bra. Their best-selling crossover bra, it gives all the support of traditional bras without using those underwires that are so uncomfortable. And come on, ladies, you know how all those bras like bulge in the back? Well, Honeylove's bras are designed with back-smoothing fabric to prevent that bra bulge in the back. And you know, Honeylove is more than just bras. They have incredible and comfortable shapewear, tanks, and leggings. I see you guys out there. You're wearing your Honeylove for your everyday look. You're wearing it for your workouts, to weddings. Listen, treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/velvet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off at honeylove.com/velvet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honey, you deserve this.
This was right after Friends ended. Joey was a spinoff and Joey like basically, you know, tanked. So we had a, you know, a chance to do these six episodes and, you know, luckily we got a season two and then 40-Year-Old Virgin came out and like, you know, NBC Universal, they're like, oh, we got that guy. So we were definitely riding on the coattails of Steve Carell in the best way, but you know, it's an ensemble show. So even though like Steve was definitely at the helm for sure. But you know, I, it was the greatest 9 years of my life.
It was a great show. I, you know, are you shocked that like, you know, I love it. Like the fandom for this show still, you know, like, what do you think it is that there's still such a demand for this material?
I think that, our show treats the audience like they're smart. And I think that's why a lot of kids like it too. And also I think the office desk boss thing is like, it's like being in a classroom where the boss is kind of like the teacher and you're a desk next to Dwight, even though you didn't pick it, you know? So it's kind of a, you know, there's a weird, but I think the kids plug into it, smart kids in particular. And it's just like, people just leave it on. It's their comfort show. And I think comedies, you know, it's fraught with, you know, problems right now. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of magnifying glass on offending people or not. I just feel like our show always had the right message though. So even though Michael Scott was, you know, was sometimes offended someone, no one was on, no one agreed with him. No one agreed with him. And he usually did it in front of everyone else. It's just, I don't know. I just think it was a really smart, smart show. And I hope comedy gets brave again.
I hope comedy gets brave again. I mean, what about The Office getting brave again or coming back? You know, there is all this talk, like Greg Daniels is attached. Like, is this a real thing that an Office reboot is coming?
I don't know. I really don't. I have not been, I've not been asked, so I can't answer.
Would you do it though? I mean, there's so many people that have spoken out, like, you know, like Rainn Wilson and like Jenna said she would do it and Mindy Kaling.
But I might be replaced by Emma Stone. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how they're, what they're thinking. I have no idea. Good luck.
Emma Stone is the new Meredith Palmer. I don't know about this. I'm for it, but I'm for the original as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were guests, speaking of comedy, you were guests by these judges of, you know, Maya Rudolph, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey. They were so, I mean, other than Ken Jeong, like, were you shocked that no one got it other than Ken?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You can't really see who I am. So, and if you've never heard me sing, I don't know, but I thought, boy, I'm in good company. If you're picking Amy Poehler, Tina Fey and Catherine O'Hara and Maya Rudolph, I'm being like, thank you. Oh my gosh. That is high praise.
They felt the comedic genius in you, Kate.
Well, it was fun to be a starfish, I would tell you. And I kept thinking, why am I a starfish? Why did they pick starfish? And I'm thinking, well, I'm kind of a star and I drink like a fish. I don't know. Try to get behind the creative team at Masked Singer.
It's like an ode to Meredith and her, you know, drinking abilities.
Right. Yeah.
One of your clues in Masked Singer also was, you know, that you used to serve it up to like, Steve Martin and Whitney Houston. And you said, you know, this, you obviously, it was an ode to when you were waiting tables and you waited on Whitney Houston and Steve Martin. Like, was Whitney a regular? Like, was it a one-time thing? Like, tell me everything.
It was a one-time thing. And I'll tell you, she had a huge entourage, bodyguards, whole thing. Yeah. I mean, there's only one Whitney Houston. I mean, you know, and it was a little nerve-wracking and I felt like we were like sort of trading off, waiting on her because people would get nervous. I'm like, I'll take it out. We'll take it out. I'll get the next course. I'll get, you know, it was like, yeah. Cause I mean, come on. She was the greatest.
Was it here in LA? It was a restaurant in
Fine.
LA.
In Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Wow.
That's not a famous people. Yeah.
And did you speak like directly, or was she like one of these entourages where like you had to like, please don't speak to Whitney? Because you hear stories about Madonna at that
Right.
that's how
Right.
she operates.
I felt like, yeah, the message was to kind of like go through, you know, and she was with Bobby Brown. You know, I mean, like, there was definitely like a, I've waited on enough famous people. I didn't want to bother her for sure, but you better believe I got her order right.
You gotta get that order right. How does Masked Singer compare?
Nervous and they don't, you know, they, I, you know, I found even me as a customer, like sometimes people don't write my order. My boyfriend always says, I don't think they heard what I said because they were just looking at you and they'll get his order wrong.
You're like, wait a second, is this Kate Flannery or is this not Kate Flannery? How did this compare to being on Dancing with the Stars? I mean, I've talked to so many people that say that's one of the hardest shows that they've ever done in their lives.
Dancing with the Stars was harder, and actually, I was on longer, so it was a little more tense. And also, it's live, so it's like, oh my God, you just feel so much more vulnerable. But I felt like there was a similar there are some similar things about it. Just as far like as an artist, like kind of doing something out of your comfort zone. Dancing with the Stars is like a whole new level, though. I have to say, I when I initially was asked to do that, I thought. I didn't think it was cool. And then once I started, I was like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing I've ever been asked to do. Because literally, you have to put all your focus in this one lane, and everyone is watching and everyone is judging. And you have to make the best of it or forget it. Don't do it.
And like I've heard, like if you just miss one step, it's really like you can't really get it back.
It's brutal. Yeah. But I will say, like, I got to do a big part of the tour in season 28. So I was like on the, you know, I did 45 of my 54 shows. We had to shut down early because of COVID. But you know, that was a lot. I think the other celebs that during that tour were like they would only do like maybe five shows or maybe eight. And for some reason, I got 54. And I was in my 50s. It's just crazy. But I had a great time. I have to say it was a really great part of my life as well.
Do you remember the steps and do you have a favorite dance?
I do. I remember some of the steps. I loved the Viennese waltz, which I didn't think I could do because I got really, I used to get motion sickness and I was like, uh-oh. And I was so sick the first couple of days, but I had a great, you know, Pasha's the best teacher ever. And he was killing it this past season. I got to go see the tour at the Pantages a few weeks ago, which was such a blast. I got to dance with Gleb on stage. They pulled me up.
That's so funny.
Really fun.
The Masked Singer is such a guilty pleasure for so many people. Like, do you have guilty pleasures? Like, do you watch TV? Do you watch reality TV?
The only thing I watch is Bar Rescue. I'm just kidding. I mean, I watch more than Bar Rescue, but I have watched Bar Rescue. I'm always rooting for the bars. Come on, can we rescue them all? My dad owned a bar, you know, Flannery's Tavern. Just saying, it's in my blood.
It's in your blood. Yes. I've
Yes.
never seen an episode of Bar Rescue.
You don't need to. You don't need to. No, I'm not a big reality person, but yeah, I no, I'm guilty pleasure. I'm guilty all the time. Yes, I'm guilty because I enjoy my life so much. I sometimes feel bad for other people.
You're having fun, right?
I really, really, really am. And it was so fun to be the starfish. I can't even tell you. I should have been like, I should have worked at Disneyland in a costume. Like, I would have had a great time. That would
But
have been.
like, you didn't find it hard. I mean, how hard is it to sing inside the starfish?
It's a little hard, you know. Again, it's like sort of like with Dancing with the Stars. Like, I wish I could have trained before I trained. Like I wish I would have started out in better shape, but it was great. It was really fun. And like I said, I felt so taken care of. And they have such a good crew there. And they really do take care of the talent. So you know, I ugly sweater also got eliminated the night that I did. And you know, just oh my God. Charlie, like these icons. I mean, it's nuts. Life is crazy. It's crazy.
Maybe there's more reality TV in your blood now. Dancing with Stars, Masked Singer, maybe Celebrity Big Brother's next. Survivor.
I don't know. I like to go to sleep at night. I don't like to be filmed. Well, that could, I don't know. Never say never, but I doubt it.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You know, I put my hair through the ringer over the years. It's been every color possible. My hair has been fried and damaged. I was looking for a product that smelled good and was high-end and luxurious, but also that was good and wouldn't damage my hair further. That's when I discovered LolaVie. And I should say thank you, Jennifer Aniston. LolaVie is Jennifer Aniston's hair products, where you no longer have to choose between ones that work and ones that are actually good for you. I love using LolaVie's new sculpting paste. It's a medium-hold, lightweight style pomade. I used to use all these gels and it never held my hair in place. This sculpting paste helps me hold my hair in place with such flexibility and it looks so natural. So unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair care at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code VELVET at checkout. That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code VELVET. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Your hair will thank you. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging, and the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Is there a part of this business that like you haven't done? You've done so much that like you still want to try?
It begins with a P. And it ends with the orn. I'm not interested.
Well, you know, we still have time for things, right?
I don't think you're interested. I don't think anybody wants to see that. I'm just going to say that.
What about like an actress or an actor? Like, is there someone you just love to work with that you haven't worked with?
I got how much time do you have? Yeah. Right. I mean, they're in enough hours. But you know, I was just thinking like there's so much great television and I feel like so many of the writers from The Office are just creating such great content now. I'm so, you know, happy to have worked with them. And I don't know. I mean, I just feel like life is so interesting. But I feel like I'm in a position where I get to do some scary things. And I think that's really important in life. Like I feel like when you get through those, like it does make you feel stronger. And I don't know, I feel like you kind of can pass that energy along to other people.
Singing in front of millions on The Masked Singer is, yes, that would be a scary thing. As we wrap up, you know, we talked about The Office reboot, whether it happens or not, whether you're a part of it or not. Where is Meredith Palmer today? What is she up to?
Oh, I think Meredith is a cockroach. I don't think she you know, she got her PhD, but I think she's still at Dunder Mifflin because counselors don't make much money. I think her son is still dancing for parties, quote unquote. I don't know. I think Meredith's still hanging out at Dunder Mifflin, but also hanging out at Poor Richard's. Talk about bar rescue.
She's multitasking.
She is.
This is why we love Meredith Palmer. And this is also why we love you. I've loved watching you on all that you've done in your career. This was great to know that you were behind the starfish. I did not get it. Now, in retrospect, you look at the clues. You're like, well, this is obvious, but it never works that way while you're still behind the starfish. So Ken Jeong, I'm jealous. You got it. But thank you. It was nice watching you. And thank you for chatting.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. Thanks.
Me too. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.